Hi, welcome to Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. I'm Lauren Johnson, founder of Alexa is a Human. On this podcast, you will hear true personal stories from people worldwide sharing the impact that Alexa as a wake word has had on them. You will hear expert opinions in fields such as technology, education, psychology, and more. We will dive into corporate ethics and responsibility, name bombardment, and how Amazon's choice to use a human name as a wake word is causing young children, teens, and women to experience severe bullying, sexual harassment, suicidal ideation, name changes, anxiety, therapy, identity erasure, and more. Thanks for joining us. So hi, welcome everyone to another episode of Wake Up, the Truth About Alexa. Today, I am thrilled to have a woman named Alexa on. So I am thrilled because she has been involved in this movement for quite some time now and has done some really fantastic research on basically every subject that has to do with this, from ethics to numbers and everything in between. And she's had a lot of personal experience. And so she is a great resource when it comes to this type of conversation. So Alexa, thank you. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me, Lauren.
And so I guess let's just tell for listeners who don't know you yet, how did you become involved in this movement? And just a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's the obvious one is that my name is Alexa, but the device was out for a few years before I even thought about trying to raise awareness about the problems that it's causing. So I think that I had done some sort of search online to kind of see how other people with named Alexa were dealing with this. And I think I came across your Facebook page. And I started following that. And then because you posted on your Facebook page the interview that you did at Project Voice, I think.
Yep.
Was it 2019, fall of 2019?
2020. That was January of 2020. Yep.
Oh, it was January. Okay. So I saw that and I was so impressed that you had gone in front of all of these tech people and made your case. And, you know, just a mother who you don't work in tech, and you put yourself out there. And I started thinking about how much harder this must be for children named Alexa, and B, thinking that maybe I could help make a contribution in some way. And shortly after that, I joined Twitter, and that's where I do a lot of my raising of awareness of this issue. So that's how I got started. Pretty much saw your speech and your Facebook page.
Okay, great. I know, and I guess if we do the math, it's been, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years of trying to raise awareness. And so for people who are listening, I want to let you know that Alexa does a lot of work on this, spends a lot of time. And I can't emphasize enough the amount of that she's put into this. It is so helpful. And I can't wait to listen to hear some of the details. So, okay, what should I ask you about first? What's it like having the name Alexa, and how could you maybe explain to people what it's like for you, maybe for others, and how is this different from other conversations?
So having the name Alexa for most of my life has been wonderful. It was a bit unusual when I was born, but then in my teens, it became a more of a common name, and pretty much was in the top 100 baby names, baby girl names in the U.S. It's been in the top 100 for the past, for 19 years before Amazon picked it as the wake word and persona of their AI. But so some of what I, a lot of what I talk about on Twitter is not necessarily my own personal experiences, but a lot of what other people are dealing with, a lot of kids, a lot of younger people, but some of my experiences I include as well. So when the device first came out, I didn't think that much of it because, of course, I had no way of knowing that it would become this ubiquitous tech device and presence, I guess, since it's more of a thing, like an abstract thing than a device, but it's in devices. I didn't think that much of it. And I thought, you know, that it was just sort of this fad product. And then a couple of years passed and I started noticing that it wasn't going away and that I was seeing a lot of commercials. There was a lot of promotion. And then shortly before I found your Facebook page, I and had done that search online, I had had a couple of experiences that sort of brought home like something's changed here and something's different. And so I'm a bit older, and with the kind of work I do, I don't meet a lot of new people. I don't go out much socially. When I did have the opportunity to meet a bunch of new people, I was at a party that friends of relatives invited me to. And these are all adults. These are all adults, like, you know, graying haired adults, like people were older at this party. And I, as a favor to my relatives, had agreed to do a performance piece. There was going to be a contest and people had different things like songs and so forth. So I was going to sing a song. And so my brother-in-law introduces me as one of the people who was going to sing the song. And so he said my name, and I didn't think a single thing of it. And then I hear, "Alexa, what's the weather?" I mean, this is just like seconds before I'm about to perform in front of a bunch of strangers. So it really, really threw me for a loop. I just didn't expect that I would be happy when I was sort of, you know, putting myself out there and kind of doing, participating in a positive way. And I think that was like a first instance of me really understanding that this product that has people using it by saying my name every time they use it, that it was a bit different than, say, any other product that uses a person's name. The saying the name, giving a command to the name, is part of how it's used. And there is really no other product like that at all. So that's how I got involved, because I sort of became aware that this was becoming an issue where people were thinking that when they heard my name, they could give me a command. Then I discovered about what was happening with the children who are dealing with both adults and their peers who do the same thing. And I think that that's one of the things about this that sets it apart of what, as well, is that there's a script that goes with it. And you could say that, you know, kids will always find something to bully other kids about, but it's not just kids doing it. And there is this sort of script that, it's not a sort of script, it's a script that they hear all the time in commercials, and they hear other users, a script of what do you do when you encounter Alexa, you give it her commands. Anyway, then I was getting involved and sort of learning a lot more about all these different aspects, about how many people were being affected. I really wanted to find out what the numbers were. There were There are statistics data available at the Social Security Administration website. So I went there, and for the years where the name Alexa was not on the top 200, I had to go in each year individually and add. So I have this huge spreadsheet of all these years in the name Alexa, and also all these other names, because the thing is, there's a lot of names that sound like Alexa or contain the word Alexa. So that's something that I also discovered, is that there's a lot of other people who aren't named Alexa who are having issues. Now, maybe they don't have issues all the time. Maybe they have sometimes the device, if there's a little bit of background noise, will hear their name and go off. But I came up with what I kind of call the big three names. One of the biggest is the name Alexis. And I think there's about 360,000 people in the U.S. named Alexis. And a lot of times with the people named Alexis is they don't just deal with devices going off because the name sounds so similar. So devices hear it as Alexa, but they also, a lot of people don't know the difference between Alexis and Alexa. So we get some of that other, they get a lot of the jokes and the commands, well, the joke commands. So they get that. And there's Alexia, which is not as common as Alexa or Alexis. And that's, I call those the big three, but there's other names as well. And I forgot to mention that my count that I came up with for using the Social Security Administration's data for the number of people named Alexa in the US is about 130,000, give or take. There's, I think, another couple thousand people who have names that sound exactly like Alexa but are spelled differently. But of course, those will also trigger the devices. So I was starting to get a sense of some of the names. Other than Alexa, there's Alyssa. Alyssa was a very common name. It has been a very common name in the last 20 years. Different spellings, but they often will set off devices as well. So then I had a couple of more interactions with people. This is after I had started raising awareness. And one was in a pretty serious medical situation where I had a relative who needed to go to rehab because she had a very serious medical problem. And we were talking to different representatives of there was a couple of choices of rehab facilities. And so, you know, this was in her hospital room and with my family, and we all introduced ourselves. And when gave her my name, she just laughed out loud and just said how that was a name that was going to go extinct. And, you know, so I was starting to see how this wasn't an anomaly, just that my experience at the party is just that people now view what was a beautiful name for people. They think it's a strange name for people to have, and they comment on it. And I noticed when I'm in waiting rooms of doctors and dentists and they call my name, people look up in a way like, why is the person calling the robot here, you know, and then why is a person getting up? It seems like people just, that's another thing that's happened where people think that the name is strange for humans to have.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I think they've ruined it for a lot of women and for children, but, and I'll ask your opinion on this too, but I believe that it can be remedied it will be difficult and it will be a long process, but I think that we can, I guess, get the name back for everyone, because I just look at the length of time that this technology has been out. And, you know, you think about these, I think I said this on a recent podcast too, but I don't know, these companies or sports teams that are now changing their name after 100 years because they've realized it's offensive. I mean, this technology has really only been popular for about 4 years. So it's doable. Will they? I don't know, but we'll do our best work to try and make it that way. But I wanted to ask you, considering all the information you just gave, so I know you said that there were like over 300,000 people with the name Alexis, and that there's a lot of Alexas. I believe there's about 130,000 combined with all of those names that you talked about. Like you said, the big three, or, you know, whatever, I guess, numbers you maybe have offhand. And I don't want to put pressure on you either if you don't, but what is, like, big picture, how many are kind of affected by this wake word?
2.15 million. That's just in the US. So those are other names like Alex, Alexander, Alexandria, Alexi, and Alyssa is included in that as well. That spreadsheet I made, there's all these names that sound like it. And I have seen in my research on Twitter that they are triggering the devices as well. So Alexander and Alexander and Alex all do trigger the devices. Now, they don't always do it, but they do sometimes. So, and I don't have the data for other countries, because of course the devices are worldwide now, and Amazon is pushing very hard to get them into as many countries as possible. So I don't have statistics on how many people are named Alexa and so forth in the UK or Australia or Germany, or there's other countries as well that where people are named Alexa. And of course Alexander is an Alexi. The names are really common, like in so many different countries.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, we may not have all the statistics, but for anyone listening, we can both tell you for certain that it is still affecting people in other countries. And many, many people have reached out from different parts of the world who are experiencing very, very similar issues to what Alexa is describing and to what other children are experiencing as well. So although we may only have U.S. numbers, it is absolutely a worldwide issue. So, okay. Sorry about that. Just had to add that in.
Oh, no. I didn't want this to be a monologue at all. I know I just can go on and on and on. There's just so much to say. So thank you for breaking that up. There was another experience that kind of shocked me. And it really brought, I mean, one could say, well, the host of that party who yelled, was the host of the party? I didn't mention that. Who yelled, Alexa, what's the weather? Or the representative of the rehab center who laughed at my name. And you could say, well, those people are jerks, right? So I was doing a Zoom with my sisters, and both of my sisters have devices. And one of my sisters had said my name, and the device went off. So the other sister had to deal with it, and she came back and she was like, oh, sorry about that, you know. And the other sister laughed and she said, I have to whisper your name when I talk about you, or else the device will go off. And I was like thinking, you have to what? I hadn't really thought about this, but you see, the problem is that she has a device that is an Alexa built-in device. So she can't change the wake word to anything other than my name. So if she wants to use Amazon's AI and, you know, order things off of Amazon and play the music and all of the things that people want to do with these devices, she has to use my name. And that means that she can't use it for me anymore. And so this is my own sister. And I, it really got me thinking about the ways that people who have names that activate these devices are losing use of their name in the ways that we all use our names. Names are really important. I can't think of any society, any culture where people don't have names. Can you?
No, definitely not.
Universal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's part of your identity. It's the first essentially gift your parents give after you're born, right? It's your name. And that's the first thing when a baby's born and they'll say, is it a boy? Is it a girl? What did you name him or her? It's part of you from the get-go, but go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's also something that's very practical because how do we differentiate people in our tribe? Let's say if we want to go back, like how did they know who we were talking about? How do you summon somebody? There's so many ways in which you use your, everybody uses their name. And I think we take it for granted that we can use our name. But what's happened is that Amazon picked a real name for a wake word for devices. And now these devices are everywhere pretty much. And that's something that is a deliberate, because of a deliberate decision on Amazon's part. I mean, there is actually a division of Amazon, or there was, at least I've seen this on LinkedIn, where somebody who works for Amazon has Alexa everywhere listed as the group that team they were working on. So they've put Alexa everywhere. So that means that there are devices everywhere that are designed to wake up and to go off when they discern the name Alexa. So what does that mean if that's your name, or if you're trying to talk about somebody who has that name? Well, that means that if you say the name Alexa, the device will think that you're trying to give it a command. So it'll start asking, usually I can't hear that, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that, or maybe even doing something because it thinks that you have asked it to do. And that's chaotic, and it interrupts the flow of communication, and it's something that has to be a problem that has to be dealt with. And this is something that's actually happening to people named Alexa all the time. And people talk about this on Twitter. It's extremely common. And it's something that happened pretty much at about the same time that I started being active on Twitter was the pandemic and Zoom meetings for business and for classes. And so there were all of these classes where if a teacher would be doing attendance or calling on a student named Alexa or Alexis or Alex or even Alyssa sometimes, or the various names, that somebody's device would go off. It only really takes one unmuted person. So this was just happening over and over and over and over again. And the same thing with business meetings. And it was arguably causing a disruption for the learning experience and the business meeting experience. And it also is extremely dehumanizing if when you are, somebody's trying to include you in a class discussion or in a meeting, and they say your name and devices interrupt when they ask you a question. I mean, it's an interruption, and we all agree that interruptions, people interrupting people, that's a rude thing. It's the same thing when it's a persona, an AI persona interrupting. The thing is that the AI you can't share a name with an AI. The AI has no way of knowing when you are talking about or to a person named Alexa or giving it an order. It's the people call these smart speakers, but they're essentially quite dumb. And that's, say, the difference if you have two people in a room who have the same name. There's ways that you can come up with, you can add a name, initial or last name, or if you're in a situation where you're in person, you can look over at that person that you're talking to. There's ways of making that clear, but it just, none of them work with the devices. So this is something that was, that became a big, big problem with the pandemic. And I would argue that this is still going on. I mean, obviously we still have the pandemic, and we also have a lot of virtual meetings and classes that are happening and may be happening in the future. Things may never really go back to the way they were before. Mm-hmm. And I can
tell you personally too, from personal experience with my own daughter, that for people listening, first of all, to call it dehumanizing is it's almost like an understatement. It's difficult, I think, for you and I to describe to people what it feels like when someone's constantly making fun of you, and it's in different situations. So, like you said, this could be your teacher, someone that you're looking to respect, or you know, these are your classmates whom you've never met. Whether you're an adult or a child, that is, it's not a good feeling. And although it seems like you could just brush it off, I can honestly tell you, and I'm sure you can too, that it's not something that's usually brushed off, and it's actually very offensive. And I started to say, I can tell you personally that it is still going on. So whether you are virtual in a classroom or live in a classroom, there are examples that still happened to my daughter, and they are live in the classroom now. So it's real, it's there. And although it may seem like, oh, why does that bother you? It really does. I'm not doing a good job explaining it, so if you want to take over, you can. But it is, it's a horrible feeling.
Yes, and one of the types of tweets that I found a lot were the classmates of kids named Alexa, the parents of kids named Alexa, the teachers, and also coworkers of people named Alexa, who would complain that this name, that people, nobody should be named Alexa. Why are you named Alexa? You're triggering my device. They would be annoyed, and they would direct their annoyance at the humans who are just trying to use their names in the same way that all people use their names. So that it's surreal to me that this is happening, that people are basically they're now considered nuisances by the users of this device, of these devices, of this tech, nuisances for having their name and for using it. And this is the situation that Amazon has set up by using a real name for technology that would work just as well by a made up word or a neutral word that's not a name. It's absolutely not required for these to work to have a human name. But it absolutely is dehumanizing when you are viewed as a nuisance. It is dehumanizing when you're asked to go by another name, which many women and little girls and teenagers have been asked to do during these Zoom meetings, as they've been given names like A or somebody, I saw this a couple times, they try to pronounce the name Alexa or Alex. I don't actually know how that was, but they come up with these sort of code names, or they ask them to go by a different name, and that gets into a whole other aspect of this issue, and that is the person whose name is now problematic, what do they do? How do they handle somebody asking them to go by another name because that person does not want to turn off their device or doesn't want to change the wake word, or they can't change the wake word. They have something like my sister's Sonos speaker, which is restricted. I didn't get into that. Why my sister can't change the wake word on her Sonos device is because for branding purposes, Amazon restricts any companies who have Alexa built into their devices. They restrict them to using only the allowed wake word, which right now is Alexa. And they stipulate this in their Alexa voice services agreement that these companies have to, the rules they have to adhere to. It's number 16, if anybody wants to look it up. So there's a lot of devices out there that you cannot change the wake word on at all. And it's, I've been counting, that's another thing I've been doing. I have about 733 devices, but there's new ones coming out all the time. So back to what we were talking about. So in the classroom, that's another thing, is that sometimes these devices are in actual real life classroom situations. And even if they've been set up to use a different wake word, even if they initially may have been using one of the other wake words, it's so easy to change the wake word to Alexa. And users are used to and comfortable using that name. They now view that as the name, the word that you use to command the AI. So I think that until the devices do not have human name wake words, that they should not be in classrooms, because it's too much of a risk that there's going to be one of them there. And can you imagine the child that has to hear her classmates yelling orders at her name, and anytime she's called, the device goes off? But this is actually happening. I've come across tweets of situations where that's happening, where the teacher will be calling the kid for attendance and it will go off. And then here's another aspect of this. So what happens? I've got so many different balls in the air right now.
Yeah, but it's so all such great information, so don't stop.
Okay. I can keep going. So I was asking before I got off on the why are there products where you can't change the wake word. So I was trying to get into what does the person whose name is problematic, how do they handle that situation? And this gets into a whole aspect of human interaction and self-confidence and self-esteem, and what does it take to demand, because this is kind of what, it's not kind of, it's exactly what's happened here, is that people named Alexa and similar names are in the position of having to negotiate or demand, depending on how confident they feel, that the users of these devices do something so that they can be called by their own name. And who wants to get into this sort of confrontation? I don't think anybody would want to have to do that. But they, unfortunately, the natural reaction of people who are using these devices is not to turn them off, is not to try to change the wake word when that's a possibility. They oftentimes don't do anything at all. Then that gets into a whole other thing. But the idea that a child would have to, if they were going over to a friend's house and the friend had a device, that they would have to ask it takes a lot of confidence, and a lot of Alexas are young. There's the name became very popular in the last 30 years. So there's actually a lot of I think there's about 80,000 Alexas are under 18. So more than half. So are they going to have the confidence to confront their teacher, to confront their classmates, to confront the parents of their playmates when they're over at their house, to change the wake word or turn off the device? I don't think many of them are. So they end up having to try to cope with people not being able to say their name, or they have to whisper their name, or other outcomes that happens when saying your name makes devices go off. So,
right. Because I guess if you think about it, the child in that position, that girl in that position, her parents, like we would, teach her to respect the teachers in the school, to be polite and to respect any parents of someone that they're going to have a play date with. And so you've taught them that, and you've taught them to basically listen, be polite, and respect your elders. And then those people either have a device that is hurting them, or they're making a comment that is hurting them. And that's one of those, like, what do I do? And as a child, you typically wouldn't have the skill set to be able to combat that. And it's an odd concept, not one that I think has probably happened before. So that's what makes this conversation very interesting and yet very important at the same time. So I just kind of wanted to make that, you know, paint that picture a little bit, because it is something that, you know, we've experienced, and I know thousands of others have as well. So go ahead. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Do not apologize for it. You are contributing, not interrupting at all. So I have actually seen numerous tweets from young people who talk about how they can't mention their friend's name. And I have come into some of these conversations and been like, well, you know, you can change the wake word on some devices, and had the teenager come back and like, well, these are my dad's. I can't, that's for him to decide. So a lot of times the devices, not anybody can go change any device. It can be like the parent's jurisdiction there. And that's a whole other thing of the aspect of this. One of the most common fixes, quote unquote, solutions that people give us when they see one of our tweets or your posts on Facebook and so forth about the problems, is they say, well, you can change the wake word, and skip that there's a bunch of devices where you can't. Who can change the wake word? Whose devices are these? Do they belong to the person whose name is triggering them? Most of the time, no. They're in all these other spaces. They're in other people's homes, the teacher's home, classmates' homes, coworkers' homes, or cars, or offices, salons. These are in a lot of businesses. They're pretty popular in doctors' waiting rooms to have music in the background. They are everywhere. And so who can... would these people be okay if somebody just came in, if they could even have access to the settings, but just go into the settings and change the wake word when it's possible, which of course it often is not. So the bottom line is that the devices are causing problems for people named Alexa and similar names, and the solutions aren't working. The solutions of you can change the wake word has been out there from the very beginning, and it obviously isn't working, or else we wouldn't be here talking about this. Mm-hmm. And there's this whole thing about, you know, even an adult, we had talked a little bit about kids, you know, like kids wanting to respect adults and to not challenge them. Oh, well, that reminds me of something else. I saw a teacher on Twitter, and I've seen a lot of teachers talk about how whenever they call on a kid named Alexa, the devices will go off. But this teacher was using the device in the classroom, and she was saying how you know, she can't, it's her student, when she calls on her student, it goes off. And I had started a little conversation with her about, you know, maybe your student doesn't want to have this device going off whenever you call her name. And she said, well, I talked to her about it and she said that she was fine. And she understands how I need to have this in the classroom.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that is not an appropriate thing for you to be asking a student. There's a power dynamic here where she's going to try to please you. And of course, she's going to say, it's okay. I mean, can you imagine how secure somebody would have to be, a young person, to be like, no, I have every right to my name. You turn off your device. You know,
I have a 9-year-old. I can tell you there's no way she would ever do that. No, not a chance.
So the adults, of course, are also having this problem, and in meetings and in situations like going to people's houses. And not only are there devices that you cannot change the wake word on, there's a lot of devices that are sort of, you can't even unplug them. There are dimmer switches, there's a smoke alarm, it's on the ceiling, and
thermostats.
Yes, and so you can unplug them. And a lot of these, this is something I discovered when I was compiling my list of such products where you can't change a wake word. This first alert carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, which one is it?
Carbon monoxide, so it'd be smoke.
Carbon monoxide, right. Carbon monoxide detector and smoke alarm and speaker that's wired in. One of the users was like, well, I didn't really want to use Alexa on this, but if I don't put in and use it, the device, every time it hears something similar to the name Alexa, will say that it's not set up. Alexa is not set up. So this is a device where even if you choose not to have that to use it, if you want to switch it off, if you say you have a guest who's over there or a person who lives there and you just want to switch, like, you can't switch it off. Even if you switch it off, the thing will still go off. And it's just ridiculous the amount of devices that have this. I mean, it's so unnecessary to have this be a human name that this problem is happening. It's completely unnecessary. I just can't emphasize that enough.
Absolutely.
You can have all tech without this completely outrageous, unreasonable expectation that people will lose use of their name. And I think that if you are at somebody's house and the devices are going off and you do stand up for using your name and you do ask them to turn them off and somehow they are, well, you have a situation where you are inconveniencing people who have come to depend on the AI to do all of these functions. There are so many things that people use them for, to turn on and off lights and turn on music and open blinds and microwave and fill the pot. And I could go on and on. There's just so many different functions. And you have people who have gotten very used to saying, Alexa. This is almost, it's actually a reflex. I've come across a lot of people on Twitter laughing about how they were yelling at the teapot when it started whistling, yelling, Alexa, stop, because it's a reflex where people yell, Alexa, something, Alexa, stop, if there's a problem. So if you have somebody who's at your house and they're saying, can you change the wake word to Amazon? What they're doing is they're making these users have to think before they use their devices, which is something they normally don't do. Amazon has been very successful at selling these devices and having them do so many functions. That's a deliberate marketing scheme of Amazon, to sell as many devices to promote this AI to do so many functions. So the problem is that now they've trained their users to do that, and they've trained them with the name Alexa. So like, I'm trying to imagine a similar situation. Like, what if you came home from work one day and you told your daughters, well, today, don't call me mom. You're going to have to call me Lola. So if you want my attention, you're going to have to say Lola. And how many times are your kids going to yell mom before they remember they have to say Lola? I mean, it's a reflex for your kids to call for you by saying mom. And it would be a reflex for these users to call for Alexa. And so having to think about another word is an inconvenience. So then what are the ramifications of that when you make a person inconvenient to have around if they are so outrageous as to ask to use their name, to have their name? What kind of situation are you setting up? You're setting up people who are a nuisance. So what happens then? Well, maybe people think twice about having the nuisance person over. I mean, this is something that's happening in classrooms where teachers, we've talked to some college students who have said that they noticed that their teacher wasn't calling on them. You know, you can raise your hand on Zoom and the teacher wouldn't call on them. And finally, one of the people that we talked to, the young woman, said that she asked her teacher, her professor, she said, well, why I noticed that you don't call on me when I raise my hand. And the professor's like, well, your name will set off the device. So can you go by another name? So think about this, how often this is happening. And it's human nature to avoid something that causes a problem and an annoyance. So even if they're not consciously thinking about it, how much are they avoiding? How much are teachers avoiding calling on people with problematic names? How often are people, you know, deciding against inviting a person over who requires them to have to change all their tech and lose the use of their tech? It's not a stretch at all to think that this is influencing how people are being included in social situations and in learning situations, and of course in business meeting situations as well.
Right. And for people who haven't thought about this, I guess for listeners, I'm going to throw out some common names, but it'd be the equivalent to, if your name is Michael, from now on today, I'm going to start calling you Mickey. Everyone in your family is going to call you Mickey. Everyone at work is going to call you Mickey, and you may not use Michael. Or your name is Sarah or Emily. I'm sorry, but those names are now a nuisance, and you will be Veronica. And that's that. And it's, or you can choose a variation of Veronica if you'd like, but you can no longer use Sarah or Emily or Michael. I just pick some random common names. But if so, you were to do that, it's really strange. And people go, oh, wait, I don't want to change my name. It's okay for you to change yours because you're Alexa and that doesn't directly affect me, but I don't want to change mine. And so I think for people to really understand, you have to internalize it and you have to think, okay, if this were me, let me put myself in your shoes or in the shoes of someone named Alexa and then see how I feel about it. Because to say it seems so easy.
You are so right. And I think, unfortunately, that a lot of people can't put themselves in the shoes of somebody whose name has been turned into this problem. I mean, there's other names that have problems as well, like the name Karen, for example. People have a really hard time understanding how it feels because, you know, a name, you could say that a name is a wake word. For each person has their wake word, that is their name. And it's, as you said, the first thing, like you name a baby. What's the first thing people ask when you have a baby is, what's the baby's name, right? And that's often the first word that we recognize when we're learning how to speak and to understand. And it's also the last word that we recognize sometimes when we're dying. That happened with my mother. Died recently, and in the last couple weeks, thanks, Lauren. in the last couple weeks, the word that she would recognize, the only word that would get a reaction from her, any sort of recognition, was her name. No other word. That's how ingrained your name is. I mean, there's people who can explain this a lot better than me, but when it's not your name, it's just hard for you to relate to what it feels like. And then the thing is, not only do these people named Alexa and similar names lose use of their name because it triggers devices, but they also have to hear other people barking commands. And it's the new noise pollution of our times. I have seen so many tweets where people are talking about hearing their neighbors screaming at Alexa. And people, the reality of how people talk to these devices is they are often abusive to them, and they scream, shut up, and they call them names. And it's, you can't, how do you tune that out? How do you tune out? I mean, if your name is your wake word, how do you tune out when everybody's screaming it? I can't. It's, I hear my name. It's got to be psychologically extremely harmful to have to hear your name screamed all the time, and the things that people say to the devices and the way people talk to them.
Right, because it's commanding. It's not a gentle voice. It's a commanding voice. And there's all kinds of issues with like a sexual connotation. And there are people, like I'd say most people yell at it, because in order for it to respond, you have to have that sort of dominating, clear spoken or even yelling voice for it to be able to pick up your words and respond and know that it is supposed to it's supposed to turn on. So take that, escalate it to someone who is at a party, had a couple drinks, or maybe someone randomly on the street that is just, you know, maybe their window is open and they're talking to it because they think they're in their privacy of their own home. And then that's how it starts to be known in society. And that's, you know, those are the small building blocks for it. But unfortunately, it's become part of how society now speaks to it. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then users actually scream abuse at the devices when it's going off because a person who has that name is present. So again, that's another thing I've seen, is where teachers will be like, I had to scream, Alexa, shut up, and then say to my student, not you, Alexa, student, Alexa. I mean, it's, people have, they don't understand this. You know, I'm not going to get into whether or not they should have personified their AI. But I do think that it's ironic that a lot of users and even people who work for Amazon talk about it as a she and say her and she, and yet there's actual people out there, actual hers, actual she's, who can't even use their own name. An AI doesn't care what the hell you call it. It doesn't, has no attachment to, and it has no emotional attachment. It has no emotions. You can call it whatever, but people have attachment and need to their name. I cannot emphasize that enough. It's so unnecessary.
And for parents out there listening, I will tell you just a couple of small examples of this. I have a friend who is very aware of what's going on and very supportive, and they have, they actually don't have an Amazon device. They have a Google device in their home, but she has boys who were in preschool and they were coming home and calling the device Alexa, and she was confused. She's like, how do they even know that? Why are they doing that? And these are like 4-year-old kids, and it's because they had one in their preschool. And so the kids are now, you know, basically trained in that way. This device is called Alexa, and they've never met a human in their lifetime. So that's their first learned experience. And then I have a neighbor who lives a couple houses away, and she's the sweetest kid, But she did come over at one time and she said, well, I have a couple friends named Alexa now. I have you and I have the thing in my room and I have this. And so I think in a child's mind, we have to understand and be very aware that this device isn't just a device to them. When you are a child, your brain is very different than it is as an adult. And so I think we just need to be very aware when it comes to ethical conversations and when it comes to just people in general understanding this, that children react very differently. And when something is introduced to them, they're going to react very differently than perhaps the listeners here that could understand and separate those two different ideas.
Yes. Now, there are laws out there about children under, I think, 12 using these devices. And I'm not sure how Amazon gets around that. I know they have like special speakers for children, but the reality is, whatever the laws may be, children are toddlers. Kids who are just learning to speak, they hear their parents yelling at these, and it's just part of their environment that they've grown up with. There's nothing strange about it. And I came across a bunch of tweets the other day of kids yelling, Alexa, stop, at their parents if they wanted to shut them up because their parent was singing a song, or Alexa, make the baby stop crying. I mean, this is just a thing. Even if they're not even talking to the device, they want something, and they've been trained to say Alexa something or scream Alexa something. A command whenever they want something. And they don't really understand so much, I think, that the device is a piece of technology or whatever. It's just sort of this omnipresent, it's everywhere. I don't think that they can understand the details of that. As you said, it's just sort of in the ecosystem for them.
Right. Exactly. So I don't want to take too much more of your time. I just want to make sure that we don't miss anything. And we can always, I would love to do another episode with you because I always find what you have to say so fascinating, but you know that already. But is there anything, I don't know, else we want to add before we close this out? Maybe something in the realm of, I think, just ethics in general, maybe AI ethics, or perhaps what your message would be to Amazon leadership if you had the chance to see them, talk to them, just kind of in that realm. Is there anything else that you want to add before we go?
Well, I guess that what I would say is that I agree with something you said at the opening of our podcast, and that is that they can change this. Well, they absolutely need to stop using the name Alexa for a wake word. And it would take some reprogramming, but I would say, in my non-expert opinion, that they could probably, within a month, have it, once you know they reprogram, that people will be able, named Alexa and similar names, would be able to have use of their name. They wouldn't be triggering devices. The connotations that the name now has will take longer. But as you said, it's only been about 4 years, 3 or 4 years, that these have been so common. So people can be untrained. They will have to be. Amazon, we have been contacting Amazon. I know that you wrote Amazon several years ago. Other parents have, telling them about this problem. They knew about the problem and they didn't do anything about it, did not address it. And so now there's over a quarter billion devices out there that are answering to this name, that go off with this name. They could have done something about it when there were 100 million devices, which only have been probably 2 years ago. I mean, the number of products has grown exponentially, but they didn't do anything. So I don't really, that they will lose money because they would stop using this name, this real name, for a wake word, is not really, I'm not going to cry too many tears about that. This is about ethics. And if they didn't want to lose this money, they should have not buried this, swept it under the rug when they became aware of the problems when they first were being contacted. And instead, they doubled down. So, and they've just been barreling ahead and getting this into more countries. And they're also greatly expanding the number of countries that can use the products where there's no wakeboard option, something they just announced at Alexa Live. So they have to do the right thing. It is not a reasonable, it's not reasonable for people to be losing use of their name. And names are crucial for communication, for interaction. So this problem isn't going to go away. This problem has just gotten worse. Every year that every month that there's millions more devices out there, there's it's more of a problem for the people whose names are affected. And I don't see any, there's no debate here. They need to address it. And the rest will follow. The connotation, the jokes or whatever, it would send a signal to other companies that you to think twice about this, that you will not get away with hijacking a real name, that people that this is not a reasonable thing for you to do, and that if you do it, you will lose money and you will lose credibility. And I think that they didn't want to admit that they made a mistake, and they just thought they could barrel ahead. But so they've got to clean up this mess. People cannot be, the outcomes are unethical and unreasonable.
Right. And I'm going to steal this terminology from you, because I know that I actually got this from you in the first place, but it truly is identity erasure. It really is. And that is something that is difficult to understand, I think, unless you're in this, unless you've experienced this, but it truly is identity erasure. And just, you know, to anyone listening, try and imagine that with yourself, try and imagine that with your family members. And that I think helps a lot of people to understand just the complexity of this a little bit more.
Yes. And well, I'm feeling optimistic. I think that as people understand the severity of the problems, that they will add to our voices to call for Amazon to rectify this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful to get to have a conversation about this. So thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and letting me go on and on and on.
No, I want to hear this. I think the audience needs to hear this, and people need to hear this, because like I said in the beginning, Alexa has done a lot of research, and it's not something that she wanted to do or intended to do. This fell in all of our laps, and she is doing this to help others. And this is just out of the goodness of our heart. No one here is getting paid. This is all volunteer work, and this is something that she does on top of her normal life. And it's a lot. And it's also very difficult, as I see her in her position on social media, because people will sort of fight back, if you will, and people will give a lot of pushback on what she has to say. And for her to be able to keep going and hold her ground and stand up for thousands of people is a pretty amazing feat. So thank you, not just for today, but in general, the work you are doing is just, it's incredible. So thank you.
Well, back at you, Lauren. I know that you are a very busy person and you find time for this. And, you know, you got this started, you got this off the ground. And I am so thankful that you put yourself out there and you did that. And you were an inspiration. So
are you. We all are. I just I appreciate all the work everyone's doing, because like you said, and I'm going to steal this from what you just said, it has to be done. There isn't an option. This can't be shut down, because there are people hurt. And when there are people hurt, it gives all of us the strength and the motivation to keep moving forward. And we'll see change. We just, we're not exactly sure when, if it's next week or if it's next year, but there will be change. So thank you everyone for listening. And thank you so much, Alexa.